Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, the TA.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike, the TA and the legendary Herb Tyler here. We at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge.
That's
come
right.
On by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials. We got TVs all across the board. If you want to watch the games right before LSU plays Ole Miss, and that'll be at 2:30 this afternoon, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL.
That's right.
Hey, you can watch it on TV, but turn the sound down. Listen to the home team, Chris Blair, Jacob Hester, give you all the action right here on the Big 870 WWL at 2:30. And remind everybody, tomorrow we start our Saints pregame show at 8 o'clock at First Take.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Geller, Charlie Long, taking care of things at 8 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, it'll be countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, myself. We take it till 12 noon and then Deuce, Hoss, and Jeff Nowak give you all the action between the Saints and the Buffalo
it's
Bills.
The first win of the season, baby. We're going to Buffalo and we're coming back with a win.
Herb, how much money you want to lose?
I got about $13.
Put dollars up, and well, I'll buy you food next week. How about that? I'll buy you dinner.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it. Saints is going to win 400-6.
Our keys to the game segment brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company. Hug and Haul Equipment Company. They've been in business since 1956. Hug and Haul Company is the leading equipment dealer in Arkansas, Oklahoma for many years.
Yes.
Now in Louisiana. On our we have on with us from Locked On SEC, Chris Gordy. Christopher, on with us this afternoon, but I know it's a busy day. Great to have you back with us.
Absolutely, guys. And I tell you what, I'll buy Herb a Ferrari if the Saints pull off that win.
Man, I might get a little Ferrari.
Just so you know, I like my Ferraris blue, okay? That's it. Just so you know, that's all you need.
You ain't got to worry about it. You're in good shape now. For that.
Somebody's got to be positive about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Herb's always positive. I do give him that. He's not as positive as Bear, but nobody could be on that particular part. Chris, when you look at this game, and we've talked about the contrasting styles of the high-powered Ole Miss offense, LSU's defense has really been the story this year. So much improvement in the secondary, and they've gotten a good pass rush also. First of all, the loss of Gabe Relaford, because I thought Gabe was really playing well.
He was.
That's a big knock. But now you actually have some depth on this football team that you have not had the last couple of years. We saw Shanklin come in, true freshman.
Yep.
Man, that dude can play.
Yep.
I know one thing, he can rush the quarterback. So my thing is, it's which team is going to make the big mistake.
That's right.
I think that
that's right.
is going to be the key here.
Or who can make the less –
The least amount of mistakes, as Herb would say.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the story of this game is what does LSU's offense do with the football? I mean, I feel pretty good about the defense getting some stops. And, you know, it's not going to be one of those 40 or 42 shootouts, I don't think. You know, I think the LSU defense is going to do their job. But when they get the ball back and hand it to the offense, what do they do? And to me, I just feel like in Oxford, you got to get 6 points. Field goals – ain't going to win this game. So, you know, they played it close to the vest the first few weeks with the injury to Nussmeier and all that. But, man, okay, it was Southeastern last week. We saw some big explosive plays. It's time to take that to Oxford because we saw Arkansas move the football pretty well on Ole Miss's defense. This isn't the defensive unit they that did. Ole Miss had last year. All those guys are in the NFL, from Princely Ahmad Nielsen to Walter Nolan, name after name after name. To me, the story of this game is, can LSU's offense move the football and convert? And honestly, a big test for the offensive line, especially if Caden Durham isn't going in this one. They've got to protect Nuss. They've got to be able to move the chains. Juwan Johnson, big game for him. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see maybe Harlan Berry plays a little bit of a bigger role this week.
Chris, you sort of read my mind. I was going to ask you about that because I think there's a game here similar to what happened with Caden a year ago where Harlem gets an opportunity and it becomes a dual backfield between him and Caden. I'm wondering if it's this game because we've seen Harlan Berry and just kind of spurts of him, his speed, his quickness. But it's his eye vision, his ability to find the right hole, and 2 feet up the field. And you better get a glove on him and fast. If not, you're not going to catch him. His ability to catch the ball coming out of the backfield is so critical.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's that's a role that, okay, if you don't trust this offensive line, as Herb knows, your best friend is a dump off, whether it be a tight end, whether it be a running back. How much do they run screens this week? Get that ball out quick so Nuss isn't a sitting duck back there and getting knocked down. I mean, guys, it's one thing to get sacked. It's another to have teams like Southeastern and Louisiana Tech getting to Nuss. I mean, that scares the hell out of you with this offensive line.
Right.
So, to me, I'm with you, Mike. Yeah, Harlan Berry. Look, and even Caden Durham at times, man, wasn't choosing the right holes. And again, maybe that's lack of trust on the offensive
line. That's right.
But I just like what we saw out of Juwan Johnson and him running last week. He and Harlan Berry, I think, can be a difference maker this week.
I agree. I thought that Juwan really saw the field really very, very well. You know, one thing that's been missing out is LSU offense this year has been the deep ball. And I don't know if it's,
Chris
something
Hilton's got to be a bigger player.
I was going to get to that. It's is the deep ball not going well because of Nuss's ab injury, or is it because our guys are just we're not able to get to that situation to be able to get the ball down the field? What are your thoughts on that?
I think this receiving corps is too damn talented to not be stretching the field. I mean, from Aaron Anderson to, my wife went to Kentucky. I watched Barry and Brown play. That guy's got electric speed. Xavier Thomas is great. Yep. I mean, but the Chris Hilton one, my buddy Chris Marler was telling me he was at Media Days, and he asked Chris Hilton, which game are you looking forward to most this year? He said Ole Miss. So this is the one that Chris Hilton wants to show up and show out in. I also wonder, guys, is there a little bit of a tribute to Lacey from last year? Do they come out and say, we want to go out and show Kyron some love? And of course, he was the hero in this game last year. Do they come out and kind of show some tribute to Kyron Lacey in this one? So I'm with you. I want to see big explosive plays, and I want to see that ball stretch down the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, one of the things with Kiwan Lacy at running back, Herb and I spoke about this. In Lane Kiffin, I think a lot of times it gets overlooked that he really likes to run the ball.
He loves to run the football.
Yeah, and I think over the last 4 years, I think they have led the SEC in attempts 3 out of 4 years. Last year wasn't as good. And maybe because that dude that was running it for a couple of years, he took off to Ohio State.
That's right.
So I get that. He got paid a few more dollars to go. And listen, nothing wrong, but that's the way the world is.
That's how it is.
But I think a big thing for LSU, that defensive front's going to get tested here. With Ole Miss having a commitment to running the ball with Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, look, I said last year I thought Ole Miss missed the playoffs because they lost Quinshon Judkins to the portal. Had they had Quinshon, that would have been a 10-2 team, and they would have been in the playoffs. You know, they tried to piece some things together. Obviously, Logan Diggs was hurt all year, transferred in from LSU. So, but Kewon Lacy is a guy that sat at Mizzou, and last I checked, Eli Drinkwitz has done a pretty damn good job of finding talent at the running back spot. He hit the portal, comes over to Ole Miss, and he's been a godsend for them. I mean, he's been, over 350 yards rushing so far, and, a couple hundred-yard games already. So he's been great. Combine that with Trinidad Chambliss and his running ability. Look, you know, we talk about it all offseason, Mike. LSU slowing down the running quarterbacks was a problem last year. They haven't really faced it yet.
It was a huge problem.
Yep. Yeah, Klubnik didn't really run. Lagway didn't really run, so... they're going to have to try to shut down Trinidad Chambliss. If they could take that away and shorten the big runs from Kewon Lacy, that's going to give them the best shot to win today.
Agreed. And, I think the way Mike and I kind of talked about it, the way you try to slow him down is by spying him. But what you don't want to do is stifle your defense to where you're just focused on that only. Now, here's another thing. What are your thoughts on special teams? Mike and I kind of talked about that as well earlier. Like, it's one of those things where the special teams today, somebody's got to be able to make a play for one of these teams that's going to be huge, that's going to maybe, swing the tide or turn the tide, if you will, in this game and really have an impactful sort of play. Which one of these teams you think has the better special teams play out of the LSU and Ole Miss?
Well, the Ole Miss kicker is perfect on the season so far. He's been really good. He's hit a couple long ones. I mean, he's been outstanding for him. I think he's actually missed one. It was a 50-yard attempt, but outside of that, he's been outstanding. So that certainly is one to watch. And to go back real quick, you talked about spying Chambliss. That's a worry for me for a guy like Harold Perkins, because if you just assign him that. They got a big body tight end for Daquan Wright, who is really, really good at stretching the field, and he's dangerous when he gets the ball in his hands. So I would just watch that. If you're playing Perkins and say, hey, wherever Chambliss goes, you go, watch that tight end leaking out and getting some big plays down the field, because Daquan Wright is really a dangerous guy at tight end.
Agreed.
Tre'Davious Green being available today, because, there's nobody out there that's going to cover a 6'7" part wide receiver, part tight end. He gives you that element, short yardage red zone, that very few teams have. And I think Green becomes a big factor today because he's available, and he is just an athletic mismatch that nobody can guard. But, now – with all that speed you have on the outside, it opens up so many avenues for Tre'Davious.
It really does. And I was down on the field prior to the Florida game a couple weeks ago, and he came over and said hello to somebody who was standing next to me. And just seeing him physically in person standing next to him, he's just a physical freak. I mean, it's not just the height. It's the size. Yeah. I mean, his body, he's wide. You can see why he's such an easy red zone target. Yeah, don't get it wrong. That'll be huge. If he's back out there today, that's a guy that we talked about as, could be a 9-10 touchdown season for him because he's such a big red zone threat. So, yeah, he just helps open up so much, especially in one-on-one matchups. If Ole Miss elects to put him one-on-one with one of their DBs, like I said, they've got some okay DBs, but they are largely unproven. And, again, the big guy that they all want to exploit. No offense to the kid, but Sage Ryan was a part of one of the worst LSU secondaries we've seen, and now he's a starting safety in the secondary for Ole Miss. Look, I'm just telling you, LSU's going to be looking where Sage Ryan is in that secondary.
I agree with you, Trey. I agree with you, Chris.
And they're going to go after him, too. They ain't going to just be looking.
Time and time again. Now, he's got to make a play. He's got to make a play, but I think LSU's going to try to target him. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to have you on with us. And, man, back-to-backers. LSU Ole Miss and then Georgia Alabama. Pretty damn good day for SEC football.
That's right.
Anytime, fellas. And, hey, that Ferrari's coming your way, all right? If Saints get that win.
I'll be home. I'll be home Thursday morning from 10 to 12, waiting on it.
You'll be waiting, almost like like that dog waiting for the master to come home, to speak, back from work.
Or the dog waiting at the door so you go shovel the snow. See, you say that, slow down. You see how I did that, Mike?
I see that, but if you didn't shovel it for the poor dog the last time,
I did shovel it.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. Hey, our Keys to the Game segment is brought to you by Hug and Hall Equipment Company. Been in business since 1956. Hug and Hall Equipment Company is the leading equipment dealer in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and now in the state of Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.